It's here.
Hello?
Have you checked the children? Children.
They're all pods, all of them.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Here's Gingy.
Pain has a face. Allow me to show it to you. Gentlemen, I am Pain.
I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face. The blackest eyes, the devil's eyes.
You think that when you die, you go to heaven. You come to us.
This guy, if he can't take a joke, he stinks.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk here.
Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I am Daniel Shine, joined, as always, by Todd Loya, Pugs Dread, and Kruger. Gentlemen, how goes your evenings?
It goes.
Yeah.
Namaste.
How about you, Dan?
I'm doing well, I was waiting for you to answer, Todd, but yeah, I'm doing well. I care about you, Todd. I want to make sure you're doing okay, dude. Right. But no, I don't really care.
Just
but,
don't want to know that.
Yeah.
He's trying to suck up today. I could see it already. I could make him flip in like 2 seconds.
Well, I thought you guys cared about me until you made me watch this fucking movie.
Well, yeah,
I didn't pick it.
To be fair, all I did. All I heard was it was a mesh of The Raft from Creepshow 2 and Evil Dead. So I thought that was worth a shot.
They used the DP from Evil Dead, so the movie's not like 100% a turd, but it's around 93.
Well, all we've established is turd so far, so I will tell them what it's about.
Yeah, what is turd there?
All right, so Lake of Death from director Ninny Bull Robesome follows Lillian and some friends who travel back to the remote cabin by the little lake where her twin brother died last year. And soon after arriving, strange things start happening. Inspired by the 1958 classic horror film, which was actually the very first horror film, first Norwegian horror film in 1958.
Wait, so this is a remake?
And a book.
Yeah, and a book. Yeah. Of sorts. I don't know that I've ever actually seen this 1958 one. So I don't know if it's like a full-on remake or just a reimagining, but... Well, did anybody like it?
I don't know if I'd probably be the closest one. I didn't hate it like some people.
Okay.
But I didn't really like it. I think there was aspects of competence in this movie, and I don't know how much was lost in translation, because that does happen. But I'm more interested in the others, see their opinions.
I'll take it before it gets totally shit on. So I was having a good time with it for a little bit because it's a good looking movie.
Yep.
With a familiar premise. And honestly, you go to a cabin, you got a big lake. Horror shit should happen. Should happen. So up until then, I'm okay. See where this goes, and it just really doesn't go anywhere or deliver anything worth a shit. So, whatever. Kruger!
You're up.
Yeah. It looks like
he's about to treat this like the Serbian film baby right now.
So, here's my thing. First, I'm going to say what I liked about this movie. Like Pug said, the movie is well shot. I also did one thing that I'm a sucker for in a lot of movies, and that's giving homages to other horror movies. Like, it gave a homage to Jaws, Nightmare on Elm Street, Misery, Evil Dead. all of that was cool. Other than that, what the fuck happened? But breakfast being made up until like the last 30 minutes of the fucking movie. Like what the fuck happened? Other than this fucking weird breakfast that we think the sleepwalker girl is fucking making. Like that's a fucking big revolutionary plot point. The ending was complete garbage. And, you know, I've been on a mission, man, to get people to watch more foreign horror. Because foreign horror, I would say about, I would say about 90% of the time gets a job done better than American horror. But now because of this fucking movie, I have to say about 75% of the time. I absolutely do not recommend this to anybody that hates subtitles. And just, dude, this didn't do anything for me. Like, I was hoping, like, I got into it and I was like, oh, maybe this is going to be, you know, like a kind of like a Norwegian ripoff of Friday the 13th or something. You know, somebody drowned in a fucking lake. And then in the end, we got this fucked up ending. And me sitting there thinking, why the fuck did I waste 100 or what was it? 90 minutes of my time watching this piece of fucking shit. And, you know, I'm usually very, you know, I'm usually very, how do I put this? Very open to new shit, but this movie just, it's like, I would tell somebody, go watch a foreign horror film, and then they would watch this shit and want to punch me in the fucking face after.
It's shot very well. It looks good. I kept thinking, like, okay, slow burn. It's going to probably, like, go balls to the wall in the finale.
Yeah.
Which it doesn't. I mean, it's – what's really weird about it for me – it's a Norwegian horror movie, but it feels very American. Like they just kind of tried to do, you know, an American horror movie. All the references to other things were, you know, that's all well and good, but that's like kind of all it had going for it.
Yeah.
Like you said, like there's a big point made over like, oh, who made this breakfast? Well, you didn't do it. And it's like, oh, what a villain. He made fucking toast. I mean, you know, like what a sinister, you know.
Well, one of the things I wanted to say too is like, I just didn't understand. Like I was watching, you know, the time on the movie, right? And like I'm just like, how are they gonna I'm sitting there trying to figure out how they're gonna pull off to make me turn around, because a lot of times with these foreign horror movies or just movies in general, like it could be, you know, mediocre up until the last 30 minutes and then it will pull something fantastic together and I'll love it. Yeah. But at this point I'm just sitting there, I'm like, well, we're at 30 minutes. What? We're at 20 minutes. What? We're at 10. There ain't any going back now.
No, there really wasn't with this one. I was surprised because there's buzz.
There was a few moves that could have been done to for it to win us over.
I'm
hard R for sure.
I'm wondering how much of this was kept faithful to the original.
Yeah, I gotta see this original movie, because honestly, if the original movie was probably good and then this just ended up being a shitty remake, then maybe I would understand it. But like I didn't see any substance in this at all. Like there was like all it seemed like was just like kind of like, oh, we're gonna throw some homages to shit and throw all this together and see if it fucking works.
Yeah, no, it. I'm not really sure exactly what they're going for, and I don't think this is really a case of being lost in translation, because, again, it more or less just tried to be an American film. And there's good Norwegian horror out there. I mean, the Cold Prey trilogy, which is a good slasher series.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, those are good.
We should do a show on those, like, when it starts to cool off. That's a good winter lineup.
Yeah, no, those are underrated. The Dead Snow movies. This one again, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, there's good Norwegian horror.
Cat Snow this one has a very, very touching moment about true love. Fat dude gets a blumpkin.
Gets a blumpkin.
Well, there, I've never understood the appeal to that. Because, like, then I'm going to feel bad that the girl is smelling my shit.
It's not about her. It's about you. She's making you happy. It's all good. That's a keeper.
Pugs, I'm like, ah, man. I know too much now about your love life, Pug. That's fucked up. But
over 18, I'm cool.
Sorry, Dan.
Shut up, Todd. Yeah, man, this one was disappointing. Most of the stuff on Shudder, to be honest, is pretty good. It's rare to come 50, across 50. The original.
Yeah, that's one thing I wanted to say. Like, usually Shudder stuff is just, like, I don't know if it's just my track record, but, like, I watched The Room recently, too. And, like,
yeah,
I was not a fucking fan of it at all. And, like, hopefully they pull their shit back together. Like, that movie Yummy looks good. And then I gotta watch that Korean monster movie called Monstrum.
About the
weird cryptozoology creature. That shit looks up my alley. But, definitely. And then you guys already reviewed, but Blood Quantum, I need to pull the trigger on, too.
Yeah.
Because I'm a stickler when it comes to zombie movies, man. Like, just being my age, I've seen it, you know, fucking overdone. So, like, it has to have something to where I, you know, I'm going to want to see it. But
we liked it. I think we all like Blood Quantum. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you guys put it over perfect. So I may watch that tonight.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, definitely. This one, like I said, we can put over the cinematography and everything, but that doesn't equal an entertainment.
You know, I really believe the only reason why it's getting any buzz is because people are fucking snobs, and they're like, they're seeing what they want to see in this damn movie, and it's not for me, or like any veteran horror fan. All these stupid snobs.
I agree with that 100%, Pugs.
Yeah, thank you.
There's nothing much to it. There really isn't.
But it did make it made me want to see the original, though, just to, out of curiosity, what was so good about it that we ended up with this. But again, I'm going back to, there could be something lost in translation. I know. I think someone said, see, Dan's like, no. Cause Dan knows, shut up, Dan. I'm talking. Cause Dan knows all of their Norwegian customs and life, like everything. This isn't about tossing people in ovens, Dan. It's not your area.
It's fucked up. Jesus Christ.
I felt the heat from that one all the way over here, man.
Damn. But again, this one was just trying to be an American movie. That was the problem for me. It didn't feel like...
Was it trying to be an American movie? Because what?
Because why, you said? It felt like just aping a bunch of popular American movies. You had your Scream in there with all the obvious references, like Evil Dead. I mean, the dialogue, it just didn't feel like... But no, what I'm saying,
if it was trying to be an American film, they would have filmed it in English, phonetically.
Well,
did anybody see the Pieces homage in it, too?
No.
Like, there's a part in the, and this isn't really a spoiler, but there's a part in the movie where there's somebody, you know, in the Pieces top hat and shit, and then that had me, like, I think it was the girl, you know, that was all traumatized and shit, she saw that. I was like, oh, is this gonna turn into a fucking slasher? And, like, if they would have went that case, you know, my review would have been way different. But, like, at some point, I thought they were going with that slasher. And I was like, okay, where's the dude with the top hat, motherfucker? Like, you showed up in one fucking scene, and now we're at the end of this movie, and there's nothing going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, the threat, I guess I'll just say, that it never really fully reveals it. I mean, it does, but
it's a fart.
There's never really any threat.
It's a fart of a reveal. That's it. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I really expected a mind-blowing twist at the end of this one. We didn't get it. It looks good, but that's it. I give it a one, and it's a generous one.
I'm very proud of you, Dan.
I'm going to give it a two. It's below average, but it's competent enough. I'm not going to like completely shit on it. I mean, competent as in the film that it is, not as in the execution or anything I give a shit about. So that's why I'm giving a little bit of credit.
I'm right between both of you, 1.5, because I was having a good time up until a certain point. Then I got irritated.
I'm a 1.5 for the cinematography because it looked good, but another 0.5 for the references because that was the only good thing about this fucking movie. And please, for the love of God, do not fucking make this the first movie you watch that like is foreign horror. Because, like, you're going to completely have a fucking bigger, like, a bitter taste on it. And, like, I've been trying to get so many people into just opening the bubble, you know, to go make and watch. Go ahead, Todd.
No, I was going to say, make sure they don't also watch, what's Dan's Don't Play With Cats?
Dan Don't Wear Pants.
Yes.
That's not Dogs a horror movie.
Shut up, Dan. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's not one to start with.
It's a good that drop.
I don't even like that one, and that one was better. So,
hey, Kruger, have you watched the Sicken series from Turkey?
I haven't.
I do love Turkish
horror, though.
Yeah, it's 6 movies. Apparently, the 6th one is like an Evil Dead style film.
I actually talked to that fucking dude that did Baskin, that Kane Evernall. I talked to him quite a bit, just because I fell in love with fucking Baskin and Housewife.
Yeah, but, that's a great film.
Oh shit! I haven't seen Housewife. Thank you for reminding me.
Dude, you need to see that shit. It's not as good. Like, don't get me wrong. If you're gonna go in, you know, loving Baskin. Because Baskin's just kind of like an anomaly. I don't know how he made it that good being his first film. But
nothing to lose.
Fucking Housewife is a pretty good follow-up.
Yeah, cool. Look it up right now.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I have that one too. But yeah, Sicken, we'll probably have a show on those at some point too.
Those are all on YouTube, I believe by the studio that released them, so they're not like, you know.
If you could send me a link, Todd, I would appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Like I said, Turkish horror is my shit. Baskin's like one of my top movies of like this past decade.
There's a lot coming out from Turkey, Indonesia, India that's like under the radar. Baskin was one that actually got a good release out here on Blu-ray and everything, but there's a lot that just really isn't getting, you know, the play.
Yeah, Baskin got the fucking Shout Factory release, for fuck's sake.
yeah. No, that there's a lot of good stuff. The Sicken series, I don't know if they're connected, but or if they're just all standalone films.
So Dan's recommending you something he hasn't completely seen, so.
I haven't, but I've heard
Shut up, Dan, I'm talking. Quit interrupting me. Jesus Christ. See, that's why I yelled at you. We'll do spoilers. No, all I was going to say was Dan's hyping it up, but he's only seen the first one. That was all I was going to say before Dan started talking. Back to Dan.
But I'm just saying. All right, spoiler warning, guys. If you don't want to get spoiled, I would recommend you just listen to the spoilers so you don't have to watch it. But here you go.
I'm not even going to argue with that. I think you may like it more knowing the stupid thing going in.
Yeah.
See, yeah.
I try to avoid the hype. And I was like, okay, well, the premise sounded good, so I was like, screw it, let's do it. It's a new one. We're doing a one-off, but that's why we're doing this. So there's a warning. So now you know.
There you go. So, yeah, I guess we get a Todd-like evil brother, and that's all there is to it.
It seems like she was into it at one time. So it's not totally Todd.
This isn't even Todd fucking like standpoint. Like
that bitch
was like, oh, I don't know. Maybe I do want to fuck my brother.
This is when Dan wishes he had sisters.
Like, literally, this movie fucking made me so goddamn mad. Like, I know you guys didn't have me on for the dinner party thing, but like, it was more than how angry I was at dinner party, because dinner party was just hitting like the right chords and shit, and then just like hit me with that fucking feminist bullshit at the end. But this was just like, it was like cock teasing me to think it was going to be a slasher, and then it just turned out to be just this fucking mess. This mess I would never fucking want anybody to watch.
It's just the dude in a white shirt and suspenders. Oh, that's her brother. And he makes breakfast for everybody, and then he leaves his fucking plate like a scumbag. Who does that?
That was the thing. Like, the fact that he left his plate, and the fact that that was like what was freaking people out. But everybody's fucking eating the food, and like everybody but one person still eating all this fucking food. Oh God, this movie.
If I ever do another movie, I'm going to have an homage to this where there's just like somebody makes breakfast, everybody questions it, and then it never comes up again.
Wait, hold on. No, I was going to say, you've never seen Dan's movie, have you, Pugs?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm looking at Kruger.
No, I need to see this movie.
I'll send you a link.
Which one? Well, Ghoulish Tales, I'm really not. Okay.
There's a bunch. But Dan actually plays the hard ass in there, and I think Dan should channel that more.
I know. We gotta get you to shave and do that up.
Yeah, good Kiefer Sutherland and Eye for an Eye. That movie's come Mitch up twice Bauer. In this episode. We should do a commentary.
I haven't seen that movie in forever.
So good.
It has been a while. Didn't it get some direct-to-disc or direct-to-video sequels that had nothing to do with it, or am I wrong?
I don't remember that, but it doesn't mean you're right.
Tooth for a tooth? Fuck yeah.
There you go. So, guys, I got nothing else for this movie.
Patreon fucking sucks!
But there is a lot of good stuff on Shudder. Don't let it, this is actually... Correct. Probably the worst like original that I can think of off the top of my head.
Definitely, that I've seen out of Shudder. This and The Room are tied, man. This and The Room are tied.
Well, you haven't watched the one the Dan one. Don't, what is it?
I gotta watch his Dogs Don't Wear Pants, because JD told me, or JD reviewed it and said it was good. That's why I was like, how the there fuck? You go.
It's not a horror movie, but it's good. I mean, it has gruesome elements.
I did like it.
Yeah. Gruesome elements. It's not a horror movie. But, you know, Todd just has some weird, like, issue.
Yeah, I'll have a Blood Quantum and Dogs Don't Wear Pants.
There you go. There you go. There you go.
I won't ruin it.
That could be your Indian name. It's a whole theme.
But yes, patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures for early and exclusive content. It all starts at just $1, so you can support us. Be sure to join the Horror Cartel Flesh Wound Radio group, like the Flesh Wound Features Facebook page, and fleshwoundfeatures.com. Stalk us on Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. Yeah, that's all I got. Gentlemen, thanks for joining me tonight, and we'll have better movies next time. I know we will, because I've watched one and it's really good. So I think we will.
Good night, y'all.
Good night.
Adios.